Jennifer Tress is Director of Talent at 18F inside the General Services Administration. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining me today. Reading about the benefits that you and your colleagues at 18F are pushing to people who are interested in kind of cutting-edge technology roles that the government can offer that private sector organizations like big companies, Facebook, Google, and so on, can't. And I would like to get your sense of how that concept is printing, what kind of an impression it's making on the kinds of candidates that you want to attract. Thanks for joining me today, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I think the biggest thing that we can speak to that we can offer in federal government for these type of exemplary technologists and change makers is mission, right? When we're talking, and the President of the United States, right? So when we're talking about the largest issues facing, citizen and constituent interaction with their government, a lot of those issues are around technology fixes and people that are coming in to, think about transformation using technology as a key tool in that process. What we offer that those big Silicon Valley companies don't is the potential to make a huge impact, right? So we're talking about making sure that veterans have 24/7 access to their medical records so that they can do claims processing much faster, that they can get care much faster. We're talking about the Department of Education, where right now there's a huge abandonment rate when people are trying to get financial aid to get access to higher education and other educational opportunities because they just don't understand how to use the system or are put off by using the system that doesn't have the user in mind. And so when you think of those, and immigration and Social Security, I mean, the list goes on and on of the need that's here. And when you're talking about people coming in from Google or Facebook or Twitter or, you know, all of these terrific innovative companies out in Silicon Valley, you know, a lot of the focus is on improving apps that, and I don't want to put it too lightly, they're, certainly doing amazing things. But when you think about the impact of creating apps that make it easier to share, like, here's where I visited today, or here's the food I'm eating, when you compare that with the impact that you can make on citizens and veterans and students and immigrants, that pool is something that is so high and above anything that can be offered anywhere else.
So I know exactly what you're talking about, I think, because I turned on my Android tablet this morning after not using it for 2 or 3 days, was out of town over the weekend, and I had like 16 updates on apps that are on my tablet, and I looked at the list in anticipation of this conversation, and I don't think there's a single one of those updates that happened that will make a tremendous difference in my life the way that the things that you just talked about make a difference in the lives of citizens. And so if I'm on the right track, it sounds like that's what you're getting at, Jen.
That's right. That's something, that mission, that pool to mission, that pool to making a huge impact that you can actually directly look at your neighbor, your friend, your daughter and say, that impacts you. That's something that, not a lot of other employers can provide.
So you're doing this for 18F for people to bring in people to work on projects all across government. Does that make it easier to focus on mission, or does that make it harder because you either don't know where the folks might end up, or you're not sure what kinds of skills they'll have and where they'll be able to fit your plan?
Well, I think that, in a very general way, we're looking for, top level engineers, software engineers. We're looking for visual designers who can, create beautiful designs that are coded on the front end so that applications facing the citizens are easy to use, and then that back end software engineers can, make sure it speaks with systems. We're talking about people who advocate for the user. We're talking about product managers, those people that are leading the teams that are shipping the products, right? A product is referred to as, an application that's being put out, a website. So we're generally looking for those people. And when we do recruitment, we talk about, there are a ton of different places that your skills can be applied, right? So where are you most interested? What is going to make you get up every day, put your feet on the floor, and just want to, you know, hit that day like no tomorrow, right? And usually people can sort of self-select down to sort of 2 to 3 different major interest area, and we do our best to align those.
Ann Rung, the OFPP administrator, was very careful at the Professional Services Council conference last week to talk about the fact that you want to recruit folks for all of these digital services efforts, all of these high-tech efforts from inside the federal government, that you're not just saying the folks outside the federal government are the people we want to bring in and folks who are here already need not apply. How are you going about making people aware that these efforts are there so that you can bring them in, transition them from what they're doing now inside government to what you need them to do for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. The message we don't want to get across is saying that we are looking for the best and brightest, and that the best and brightest always have to come from the outside. That is not the message we want to send. We are absolutely looking for those people who are already in government and in many cases have already brought them into the fray. So people that exist in 18F that are employees here, I would say a third of them come from government positions already. USDS, there's the headquarters there. There's also a good contingency of people who have already been in government and just joined forces. And then part of the joint effort that we're working on together with USDS is to build these, establish these digital service teams in different agencies to work on the top 2 to 3 mission critical items within those missions of specific agencies. Those people are also being identified in government to serve on those teams, collaborate with those teams. I want to make sure that people really understand there are incredibly dedicated, smart, smart people that already live in government. And while this effort is also making a call to action to those exemplary technologists that live outside of government, we plan for those people to collaborate together in a very meaningful way. So this has to be a team made up of both from the outside and the inside for this to succeed. There's no way it won't without that.
How have you changed the strategy to bring people on to 18F based on what you've learned from the time that you've been around and based on the feedback that you've gotten from people who are already in the organization?
I think that, you know, there's a couple things to this, right? It's making very clear the skills that are needed for this effort. You know, initially when we started out, it sort of became a, like, very specific delivery lines of, like, just engineers, right? And there were many people who, especially that exist in current government, right, that are more general technologists and more general change makers, right? So we had to get very, who didn't feel at first like they could see themselves in this movement and therefore thought not to express their interest in joining this movement. And so we had to get very clear about what are the types of people that we're looking for. And it's an across an array of, you know, I would say sort of 15 to 20 different positions, from consulting to engineers to designers to business analysts to data people. So making very clear what are we looking for and how will your skills be used is one thing. Another thing that's highly important to us is diversity. And if you look at the tech industry as a whole, you know, diversity numbers are pretty bad. You know, you've got, from a sort of gender perspective, you've got, you know, maybe 13% of people who are women that are in the tech field and feel comfortable continuing that field, and even less so, much less so for people of color. So a big push for us is to make it clear that people who don't see themselves connected with this movement feel connected to this movement and understand that we need them and that we can only serve the constituents of America if we actually have a team that looks like America.
What's the biggest roadblock that you've had to getting the candidates that you want to bring in to say yes and come to work for you?
There's a couple things there. I would say from the outside, it can sometimes be money and relocation, right? So when you're sometimes looking at folks from, you know, Google and Facebook and those types of things, they're used to making large sums of money. And to think about, you know, sort of making that cut, it sounds like a real sacrifice. And so some of those people don't, you know, may not want to join us because they just can't, they can't see past that piece, right? And so really focusing on attracting and maintaining sort of a connection with people who are really, really drawn to the mission is really critical. The second piece I would say is the challenge, right? So I think we need to be clear to folks that whether they're coming from outside or within government, that this is a challenging operation. It's not only transforming the way that we do technology in government, but we're also sort of trying to hack at bureaucracy, right? Oftentimes in government, and let me just state again, like, there are so many incredibly smart, committed people in government. I have not met a person, and I think I've worked almost with every single department in federal government in my sort of 15-plus years living in the area. And every single one of them is so committed to the mission that sometimes, and so committed to making sure that they're following the rules and the regulations according to, you know, what they see as necessary to serving the folks, that sometimes a "we've always done it this way" turns out to be a "so we can't do it differently." And it's not down to a rule or regulation. It's down to, well, we've always done it this way, so this must be the way it is, and so therefore we can't change the way we do things. I think getting a group of people, and again, that comes from a collaboration from people within government and new folks that we're bringing in, to have a commitment to the result that we want to achieve, the performance that we want to achieve, how we get there becomes more of a creative exercise, a creative problem-solving exercise that everybody can get around, as opposed to, this is how we do it. And we can't do it any other way. Does that make sense?
It does, and I want to thank you very much for that insight. I think there are a lot of folks that are looking at 18F from the outside and wondering what's going on, and you've given us terrific insight. I want to thank you for that. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much for your time. Really, really great talking to you.